We're talking with Brian Weller, regional agronomist handling Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota for Dairyland Seed. Harvest been put on hold here with the wet weather we're seeing right now. But give us a snapshot. Where are we sitting as far as bringing these crops in? How are things shaping up this fall for the Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota territory?
Well, Don, and driving about and talking to dealers and DSMs, what we're seeing is we're closing in on soybeans as far as being done. With that being said, it's not unusual to find, especially in certain geographies, some soybean fields left to combine. But as a general statement, yes, we're approaching that 85 to 90, maybe 95% done, but certain geographies, you will find some pockets of soybeans left to harvest. Going to corn, we have some areas as you get in southern Minnesota, as well as into South Dakota, where some folks are done with corn, they're done with everything. And then a couple miles down the road, we have folks that are just really getting a good start, and you know, they're 20 to 30% done. As an overall average, you know, throughout the tri-state area, I would hazard to guess we're that 40 to 50% done, with, again, some folks done and others just getting a good start.
This corn that's coming off, how dry is it? What kind of moisture levels are we looking at?
You know, Don, I've talked to dealers. I've taken off a few plots here, and we're seeing some moistures that are, you know, down to 15% on some of the earlier products in the maturity zone. And then we're seeing some moistures upwards of that 21, 22, especially if they're a little bit later in the zone. But for the most part, as a general statement, we're coming in slightly drier than normal in a lot of areas. Now with this rain, we will pick up moisture.
Certainly a lot of areas that were drier than we'd like to see during this growing season. What impact did that have on yield?
Boy, Don, that's a great question. And when I say that, I mean it. I'm very, very truly surprised in a lot of the geographies of how well the corn actually did yield. In a lot of cases, we're seeing some very good yields. And then we have a few places, especially in some of the lighter, sandier, drier soils or clay knolls, where those yields definitely drop down. Case in point, I'll pick up one with a producer in southern Minnesota that typically is that, 200 bushel corn average or plus, and they had a couple of fields that were down into that 150 range. There's another producer that had some hail that was combining about 130 bushel corn, and typically on that farm, you know, they were looking at 200 to 220 bushel corn. So take-home statement on that, Don, it's going to vary depending upon the soil type and as well as fertility. But overall, very surprised as to where we're at on yield. And I just, in some cases, I don't know where some of that yield came from because looking at some of the years and so forth, they looked good. But, wow, it's better than my expectations were.
Brian, when we get to this time of year, obviously we start already queuing up and looking for what we're going to do for 2024. You got a feel what we're going to be seeing next year?
Looking at some of the new products that are coming out, we have some exciting products in the early maturing soybeans, as well as early to mid soybeans. We have a new corn product coming out. Very excited to see. I want to see where we come in on yields. And I guess on that one, Don, I'm just going to say, give me a call back later and we will keep you posted as where we think that product is going to fall in and where it's going to end up at.
No doubt input costs higher, still consideration for these growers. What kind of financing options are we looking at out there, Brian?
Well, in looking at financing, we do have some 0% financing that ends in that late November as far as one end date. It goes from early November into early December. And then another one is going to be another 0% financing is going to be end of December, first part of January. On those, as well as the cash discounts, whether if you're paying cash or not, I would contact your local Dairyland seed dealer or Dairyland seed DSM to make sure that the dates are correct. But we're looking end of November, first part of December on the first 0% cash. And then the other one is going to be end of December, first part of January. But again, talk to your Dairyland seed dealer or your Dairyland DSM.
I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.